Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. I hope that you've been having a pleasant week so far. If not, I'm here to brighten up your day, make it just a little bit better. I'm Steve Zhang for Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM in the city of Vancouver. Now, I do apologize for my absence last week, but the show was preempted for a live broadcast, a special live broadcast that was happening at 4 p.m. But I'm here again this week, and I'm bringing you some great music and some interesting news, so let's get right into it. Now, for the first track of the day, I got a song from the Bangtan Sonyeondan, the Bulletproof Boy Scouts, a.k.a. Bangtan Boys, a.k.a. BTS. The track is called Danger from their first studio album, Dark and Wild. They got angry with this song. They vent their frustrations on a girlfriend who always seems to take them for granted, take advantage of them. She's aloof, and it's like she's not all there in the relationship. With the song, the guy asks, "Oh, do you think I'm easy? Are you kidding me?" It's a cool song, and BTS don't really do the typical idol music. Their music leans more towards hip-hop with some pop influences, and a few of the members were underground rappers and later became idols, so that's a thing for you. So BTS, Danger, coming right up.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Wrong. Kill! Filthy bastard Tommy! I hate him! I hate
him! Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I'm gonna lose. 내가 없는데 난 너로 가득해 미칠 것 같아.
BTS Bangtan Boys with Danger. They aren't the first group to make music almost solely in the hip-hop genre, and music like theirs is becoming a bit more commonplace in Korean pop. And as I mentioned before, a few of the members were previously underground rappers, and on their albums, those members usually do a cipher. They have some pretty tight rhymes going on. Hip-hop fans, check those out. BTS has a very good, solid sound. So here's to hoping that they can keep this sound for a little bit longer. Next up, GEM, Gem, another great song from her as well. The song is called Yan Xun Zhuang, which means smoky makeup, also called mascara. It's a piano ballad, very simple instrumental, that really shows Gem's stronger, huskier R&B style vocals. The lyrics describe how a girl is attempting to convince her lover to stay with her. The reason being is that it seems there is so much distance between them. There's a part in the song that goes, "After I remove the makeup, you forget who I am." So mascara here is a metaphor. The guy fell in love with what he saw, but without any real understanding of who she is as a person. But he didn't really love her for her, so she decides, fine, I agree to let you go. There's something about songs of this style. They have a certain charm that draws you in, though of course the singer needs to have the charisma to hold your attention, and Gem definitely has that. So let's check it out. Gem, Mascara on Asian Wave 101.
他时常被无谓的惊喜。对不起，其实你对我不熟悉。我答应你，自由我从此给你。
That was Gem Mascara, and it seems a little bit cliche, but the message behind the song really is quite meaningful, and that's what's on the inside that makes a person beautiful. But then I remember Jim Carrey saying, that's just something ugly people say. Nah, joking. It is true that in the end, all that matters is whether or not two people click on a personal level, whether the two of them actually have that chemistry. So looks don't even matter in the long run. Of course, Gem is a terrific singer. She conveyed that extremely well with her singing. Check out more of her stuff. And since she has done shows in Vancouver before, be on the lookout for another concert of hers. She may be coming back soon. The next track is by an idol group that performs in Mandarin, but is managed by a Korean label. The group is called M4M, which means Mystery Formula. They have four members, Alan and Bin from mainland China, Vincent from Taiwan, and Jimmy from Hong Kong. The group is managed by Cube Entertainment, which is home to popular groups like Beast and 4Minute. But they promote in Mandarin-speaking areas, mostly China and Taiwan. They debuted almost 2 years ago now, in March of 2013. The song they debuted with is called Sadness and has two versions, one Mandarin version and the other in Korean. They actually had the chance to perform the Korean version on a Korean music show and officially debuted in Korea as well. But for today, I have the Mandarin Chinese version, and I definitely have to give them their props, especially as a group choosing to go to a country where they don't really speak the language or know the culture to pursue their dreams. And props to Cube Entertainment for taking the chance and assembling a group of all Chinese members, where other labels usually only add one or two non-Korean members, and it's usually just for diversity purposes. So I'm going to let you listen to their song, and you can hear for yourself the amount of potential they have to be great. M4M, Sadness, coming up next.
Oh, name is Emily, and I'm hoping you'll join me in discovering how UBC is bringing sustainability into action by attending Ripple Effect events September 22nd to 26th. Get a free mocha. Learn to recycle. Take a blind taste test between tap water or bottled water. Oh, and you just have to join hundreds of guests, and me, of course, for a sustainable meal on Main Mall. Seriously, you can't miss this. It's going to be epic. You can get all the info at sustain.ubc.ca/ripple effect. Oh, and use the hashtag RippleEffectUBC.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan building at UBC. There's also space available to study. I can't stop.
We are back, and right before the break, we heard M4M Sadness, a song that describes kind of the despair, hurt, that comes with being constantly reminded of a lost love. M4M haven't been too active as of late, but they have an EP released for your listening pleasure. Go check that out. And with that, moving on to the next track, it's by Girls Day, one of Korea's hottest girl groups. The song is called Kidehe, which I believe roughly means expectation. This song was released back in 2013 and was, and still is, one of their biggest hits. They had been getting a good amount of attention before, but this was the one that really gave them that kick to kind of the kick that they needed to be considered one of Korea's top girl groups. The choreography was a hot topic as well, becoming one of their most well-known routines and for being slammed as being inappropriate for minors. I actually found out a little while ago that the music video for this song is one of the top most replayed videos on YouTube. And I will say it does have good replay quality, so go check that out. And when we're done here today, go and check out that music video. That's coming up next, Girls Day Expectation, and after, a song as requested by a listener from Mandopop King J. Chow.
Yeah. 下钢琴陪我弹了一天，睡着的大提琴，安静的久久的，我想你已表现得非常明白，我懂我也知道你没有舍不得。
Jay Chou, Anjing, Silence, and Girls' Day's Expectation, both great songs and great listening choices for fans of Asian pop music, new and old, as well as any who are interested in listening to Mandarin and Korean pop music and checking out that whole different genre, that whole different culture. The request for Jay Chou came at a good time. I think it's good to get everyone excited for his comeback, expected to be sometime this month, at the very latest in November, so be on the lookout for that. And now it is that time of the week where we check out some of the latest news coming from the Asian entertainment world. It is time for Asian entertainment news. And first up from Korea, regarding the rumors of Jessica being kicked out of SNSD. Now, a couple days ago, Jessica posted something on her Weibo, which is the Chinese social network site, saying something that sounded a lot like that she had been forced out of the group. Now, on September 30th, SM Entertainment, her label, made an official statement that SNSD will be promoting as 8 members with Jessica leaving the group. Now, they made the official statement regarding her leave, and they said, "This spring, Jessica told the company that due to a personal situation, she will be stopping team promotions after the end of one more album promotion." They said, "Despite Jessica's sudden announcement, the company and SNSD members persistently worked hard and pondered on how to continue promotions in a good direction for the group. However, before agreements could be made on rising conflicts regarding the priority and interests of SNSD promotions, Jessica began her fashion-related business and a situation arose where it became difficult to maintain the team despite continuous discussions. With this, the company decided it had to promote SNSD with 8 members sooner than expected, and while it was discussed when to announce the news, Jessica posted on her own perspective in the early morning. SM Entertainment's final statement read, "From this point onward, the company will unchangingly support and manage SNSD with 8 members as well as Jessica's personal activities." She posted on her Weibo the exact words, "I was excited about our upcoming fan events, only to be shockingly informed by my company and 8 others that as of today, I'm no longer a member. I'm devastated. My priority and love is to serve as a member of Girls' Generation, but for no justifiable reason, I am being forced out." Now, initially, some people thought that it was a hacker, but it seems now that it has been confirmed, and the remaining members traveled to Shenzhen in China for Girls' Generation first fan party without Jessica. Now, the story is still developing. No one knows the full story yet, though I think it's clear that Jessica will no longer be promoting as a member of the group, but do support both Jessica and the remaining members of Girls' Generation as they go on ahead with activities. Next up, Tiara will be officially making an expansion into the Chinese market. On September 5th, Tiara's agency and Chinese entertainment agency known as Longjin Cultural Development carried out a signing event. The event was attended by the CEOs of both companies as well as the Tiara members. The Chinese agency is a company that has hosted concerts for famous Asian singers such as Andy Lau from Hong Kong, known as Liu Dehua, as well as Jackie Chung, Ah Mei, and much more. Tiara, who have been gaining immense popularity in China, was offered a 5 billion won contract, which is about $5 million, with the prediction that the group will earn an annual profit of over 16.5 billion won, which is equivalent to roughly $16.5 million in U.S. Starting with the official signing event and press conference to be held on October 13th in Beijing, Tiara will officially be launching promotions in China. They will be appearing on some of China's best television programs and expand activities to include commercials, dramas, as well as concerts and other such activities. The Chinese agency shared that, along with Tiara, it will be making contributions for the development of the Hallyu culture in China and will open a new door to Korea-China cultural communication. Also, many of Tiara's music videos have ranked number one on China's music video site Yinyuetai, and the group recently also won the 2014 M-Wave K-Pop Star Championship Trophy, raking in votes from fans around the world such as America, China, Japan, and more. Now, Tiara has faced a lot of backlash and criticisms involving the scandal they had a while back, and it's good to see that they're only moving up these days. They have captured a market from overseas that is very large and very profitable, which many artists like them are still working to do, so congratulations to them. And for the last story of the day, Aaron Yan, Taiwanese singer-actor, says that he and member of Fahrenheit Jiro Wang no longer in touch. So Taiwanese media reported that the singer-actor revealed in a recent interview that he only keeps in touch with former Fahrenheit groupmate Wu Zun these days because the latter truly treats him as a buddy and that he is no longer friends with Jiro and member Calvin Chen. During the interview, Aaron also exposed the reason behind Fahrenheit's split in 2011. He allegedly claimed that Jiro and Wuzun's fight, quote-unquote, to be group's leader, caused internal conflict, which eventually led to the latter's departure. Back then, Wuzun was touted as the most outstanding member in terms of both looks and popularity, a situation which made Aaron feel sidelined, as he claims. And Aaron said that as the youngest member in the group, he felt neglected when his bandmates expressed their wish to shed the idol image. He wrote, "Did they consider my feelings? Did they think about how I am going to survive in the industry?" Shocked by his revelation, some fans harshly criticized the singer-actor for his comments, and on September 22nd, the heartthrob addressed the controversy with a Facebook post. He wrote, "Will you continue banging on a wall after getting hurt from knocking on it for years? All emotional ties, including family, romance, friendships, or even relationships with your pets, need to be managed and maintained. If you are the only one taking initiative, it would be like banging on a wall." His post left diehard Fahrenheit fans disappointed, with some slamming him for playing victim. And he wrote back, "I wasn't trying to point fingers. If I sounded like I was, that is your own interpretation. Don't take my words out of context." Now, regardless of what's going on between the different members, I feel like that, if anything, this post and Aaron's comments really reveals kind of the reality of the idol industry. The fact is that a lot of these bands are manufactured by these labels, these companies who handpick these individuals and then throw them in a group together and tell them, "You're going to perform, act like your best friends." And while it's true that good relationships and these close feelings could develop between the group members over the years of their promotion, however long it may be, the fact is that at the end of the day, for most of that time, their relationship is nothing more than coworkers. And at the end of the day, just like at an office, everyone goes home and they don't say anything else about it. And most of the time, after the group disbands, these people don't even keep in touch with each other. So, you know, Fahrenheit fans, I understand that you're probably shocked, but in actuality, this is most likely their reality. That wraps up this week's news, though. More news stories and entertainment industry updates next week. But for now, if you have any questions regarding this week's stories, send me an email to asianwave101@gmail.com. After the break, more music on Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Don't adjust that frequency.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh, everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
We are back, and now a track from the Three Ladies of Orange Caramel, a subunit of After School composed of Lizzie, Nana, and Reina. The song is called Gangnam Geori, which means Gangnam Street. And of course, many of you know that Gangnam is a district of Seoul, South Korea, the capital, known as the upscale, trendy, and just one of the richer districts of the city. Now, naturally, when I first heard the song and saw the title, I thought that it would be about walking through Gangnam and taking in all the sights, the nice cafes, the trendy stores, tennis courts, and chubby Korean rappers doing horse dances. But apparently, I'm only half right. It's a breakup song, and the girls say that they will walk through the streets of Gangnam on their own after a breakup with tears dripping down. It looks so nice, but they're so sad, and telling their ex, "Fine, go be happy without me." Of course, after the whole Gangnam-style thing, breakups and sadness isn't what most people would associate with that part of Seoul. As for the song itself, it's cute, it's fun, it's upbeat, keeping with the Orange Caramel style, while also being quite reminiscent of Japanese pop music. So Orange Caramel, Gangnam Street, coming up for ya. That was Orange Caramel, Gangnam Street. The song was released as part of a double single, and their other release is called My Copycat. You can check that out too. Orange Caramel is just so much fun to listen to. Nothing else to it. It's just so enjoyable. Though I have my gripes, Orange Caramel has been so active as of late, but their label seems to have forgotten about the group After School. So come on, when are they going to come back? I'm waiting for them. So with that though, it is time for our Canadian Artist of the Week. This week, the very talented Rael, Vancouver-based R&B singer-songwriter. The song is called Gone, which is his first ever single released a few years ago. But it was officially released on his EP Hybrid. It's a good R&B song with an instrumental that really complements his vocals. The instrumental is a little more restrained, which I feel makes the meaning of the song shine out more. It's dedicated to all those who have ever loved and lost. So let's check it out right now, showing some love to our locals. Rael, Gone, coming right up. We'll be right back. That was Rael Gone on Asian Wave 101. You know, we gotta show love to the amazing talent that can be found in Canada, especially when they're from the same city. You can find Rael on YouTube, look up his channel, and check out all of his remixes, his covers, his originals as well. And of course, you can find his EP on iTunes. Go check him out. Support local talents, especially when they really, really deserve the love. And the next track is from China's Dolphin Princess, Jane Zhang. The song is from her today, which also comes in as a request, is the title track of her seventh album, The Seventh Sense. It's called Di Qi Gan, which means seventh sense. And the song is not so much about having an actual seventh sense, but she is referring to the guy she loves as being kind of like a seventh sense. She sings about how it's through him that she sees so much beauty in what happens in the world, the sun, the wind, and how every time she's feeling sad, she could just hug him and forget her troubles. It's a pretty sweet song, and Jane herself was involved in the writing of the lyrics for this track. So she went with a new style for this album. She doesn't use the whistle register. She's most well known for that, and instead opted for a more R&B performance. So that's coming up next for you. Some more R&B, Jane Zhang, Seventh Sense.
Thank you.
Jane Jung with Seven Cents. It's interesting to see how artists change over time. She hasn't completely ditched her trademark, but it definitely isn't as prominent here. And it's good to see that she isn't remaining in her comfort zone as she's branched out a little bit, and it's worked out well, so go check it out. It really is a good album, and, you know, I am a big advocate for R&B music in general, so I recommend it. Go check it out. And with that, we'll move on to the last track of the day, which is from a new group out in Korea called Troy. They're managed by Brand New Music, an independent label, and they're the first group to be debuted by the label itself, made up of four members, including one of my favorite Korean artists, Bumkey, who is the group's vocalist. The song from them is called Greenlight, which was their debut song. And it's a party song, essentially it's saying that, give me the green light, which is the signal to let loose, forget about tomorrow for a little bit, I just want to have fun. And of course, you know, as usual, they got to be partying with the girls. So they released a new track just last week as well, so after this you can go check that out. And of course, as usual, if you have any requests or a song that you think is cool and you want me to check out, send it over to me at asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any news or questions or any thoughts about today's news story, send that to me as well by email. I want to hear from you. And of course, don't forget to tune back in next week. We got another show coming up. Right after this is your weekly arts report, and this has been your weekly dose of Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Steve. This has been a pleasure, everyone. Until next time, take care.
Top 열린 자동차를 타고 어디든 나 달려가고 싶어 밀려있는 일 다 밀어두고 바람 따라 떠나가고 싶어 yeah. Radio에 흐르는 노래 나도 몰래 흥얼거리네 yeah. 쓸데없는 걱정은 버려놓어 너를 놓아둬
사람들의 맞춘 스케줄 그런 것들 때문에 넌 늘 시간에 쫓기다 보니까 잊고 살았던 낭만과 일탈
Excuse me 잠깐 시간 좀 있습니까
떠나볼까 캔쿤 이비자 등들이지 마치
Hey 각이야 Give me the green light
Come on Check it out
Give me the green light
Okay
Tancha 시동을 걸어 클러치를 밟고 쓱 밀어 넌 일 당겨주 엑셀을 밟아 오늘 너와 나 드랍어웨이 딱 맞춰 여기저기 멀리 잘 다녀 왼손 핸들 오른손은 변속 가끔은 괴벼
꽉 쥐어진 넥타이와 같이 매일 홉골란을 일으키며 제같은 하루를 리플레이 Give me the green light 난 보고 싶어 오늘 밤 시끄러운 네온 사인 보장 반짝이는 star 이 도시의 색깔은 특히 That's the thing I don't like 쿵쿵 베이스를 뒤로 완전 춤춰 All night 떠나볼까 여행 혼자 반대로 횡여 걱정 말고 다 할 일은 밀어주기라 어지러운 이곳을 yeah. 벗어나자
Give me the green light
Come on check it out check it out
Give me the green light
Okay
줄 몰라 여기가 천국
오늘 하루 걱정은 잠시 잊어 이건 선물 같아 받아도 돼 어디로 갈까 산 아님 받아도 돼
말만으로도 넌 기분 좋은 상상해
Ooh. Hey Give me the green light Let's go
Get away,
get away,
get away,
get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away,
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records,